Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, it's left.
It's right.
No, it's definitely left.
It's clearly right.
No, left.
If you hold your hand up in front of you.
Hold your arms up.
Makes an R.
No, that's an L, mate.
No, it's a...
No, that's definitely an L. Look at it. It's got a big one and a little one.
No, you curl your fingers,
mate. You don't curl your fingers, then you can do it makes on your bone a sort of... Oh, this is a shambles.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
You're right there, mate.
Hello.
How's it been?
Welcome to episode 6.
Welcome.
Oh, I'm so...
Leave your coats by the door and come inside.
Yeah, it is cold out there.
No.
You warm yourself by my super hearth.
You don't have a super hearth.
I don't.
I mean, awful video game. Super hearth, 64. Stoke the fire. And in the bonus stage, you roast your marshmallows.
So we're on episode 6. My, how time has flown.
Oh, but I remember when we started, you were but a youngling.
But six weeks ago. I was a fledgling.
And of course, our lives have changed immeasurably since then.
I know.
Sports car.
I bought a
women,
horse.
A horse. Why did you buy a horse?
I wanted a steed.
You live in London.
I just,
you can't take that shit on the underground.
Well, I can't drive. I've got a motorbike license, but it'll just get stolen.
Is that enough to ride a horse?
Yeah, it's basically a horse, isn't it?
Ah, oh, that's very well done. God, you got right to the car. That
a bike is a horse with armour and no legs. That's what I always say. That's what Wikipedia.
You pass on to your children. Well, I tell you, a horse is much like a motorcycle.
Yes.
Except made of metal.
Very good, Grandad. Now back to
time. Did I ever tell you about the war?
Yeah, I'm just going to unplug.
Oh, there we go.
That's
euthanasia,
dude. Wow, fun.
Yeah, so yeah, everything's changed. I bought a horse. What's changed in your life since we started the podcast?
I've moved up from getting Tesco value tea bags to getting PG tips.
That's interesting because this podcast has actually cost us quite a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought I could fund such a needless extravagance.
There is little to no return in this. I mean, I love it.
We bask in the glory of all our
one fan who I believe we might be speaking about later on.
Oh, that's a bit self-referential.
Anyway, it's just like not a lot has changed, actually, has it? It's been really fun. Like,
well,
I really enjoy this.
Apart from the difficult second one, that took hours of planning, all the drugs. We both broke up with each other, and then married, and then divorced again.
Yeah,
you kept the kids though.
Yeah,
how are they doing?
They're not good at riding horses. Turns out, don't get on with them. You know, it's been a difficult week. It's been, the past couple weeks have been quite shambolic. See what I'm doing.
Tying it all together.
So it's, we released the first episode, second episode, third, like once every 8 days. That was how it, because we...
Solid schedule.
We said it would be once a week.
8 days.
And it was always late.
No one ever wants more than one podcast
every
8 days.
And then there was a 12-day hiatus.
Oh.
Because you were in Scotland and I was asleep. And then we were like, oh, what we'll do is we'll release the next one in like 3 days. So we're back on track. And here we are, 8 days later. Like, still not out. We're only just recording it. I mean,
awful film. Danny Boyle directed 8 days later about the lulls between our podcasts.
Yeah, and it would just be endless phone calls, wouldn't it? Just, I'm on my way, but I think I'm in Luton.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Hey, but it's been a crazy day.
Thank you for being patient with. I've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot about myself.
I've learned a lot about you.
I wish I could take it back, put it back, leave it alone. Get away! I don't want to know.
We have been talking about it for quite a long time.
What?
Like the possibility of doing a podcast.
I know, because it's such a romantic idea.
Yeah, it is.
And you hope that everyone's going to listen and then.
But we're getting listeners.
Getting listeners.
People are telling their friends.
Tell your friends if you haven't.
Mixed reviews. But yeah, like it's been an overwhelmingly lovely response, so thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We would like presents, though.
Fan.
Please send presents.
I'd like, yeah.
Or, what do you like?
Or money.
Money.
No, I don't know. What I'd
women.
Like. No, I think I'd like... I don't think I'd like just direct gifts. I'd like
people, an indirect gift.
I'd like people to, in some way, make our lives more interesting.
Or just like leave a couple of quid in front of you on the street, just so you can pick it up and
No, like I mean, it's up for debate because people can work out a way of doing this. But like, I'd like to one day, you know, walk into a shoe shop, you know, and find like an envelope. Inside the shoe I'm looking at. And like, because they know that I go to that shoe shop.
And you love Emmental Brogues.
Yeah, and yeah, no, that's it. And you open the envelope. Inside, there's, you know, a couple of Mentos. Love Mentos. And like, I don't know, like a ticket to see, like, I don't know, an average film. Like, and I'd go, oh, that's
Apocalyptico, directed by Mel Gibson.
Yeah, and I'd have a really interesting day. I want people to start working out elaborate plans to make our lives...
We don't want much, you know. Don't send flowers or chocolates. Just construct a really elaborate plan to make our day a little bit weird and interesting.
But there are people...
That's nothing.
There just are people out there who are up for that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, like, I bet... Have you ever gone to great lengths just to make something weird happen to someone?
I've gone to great lengths just to freak people out. That's different, though.
I see. I like. I
very malicious.
I used to.
I want them to flip their lid.
I used to live with an Irish guy called Aaron, who's still one of my closest friends. And as a trick, I started hiding onions everywhere. Like in it, like I'd put them. Like, you know, I'd put one in his pillowcase, or like I'd put one just next to his.
Just a wrapped onion, fully
yeah, no,
skinned.
Like, fully wrapped. I haven't cooked it or anything. And then it came to a head when. After his washing was done, it was still in the machine, and I went through his washing and I put onions in all of the pockets of his clothes and put them in his dressing gown, like wrapped pants around them, like 50 or 60 onions. And he was like, who is doing the onion thing? We were like, what onion thing, Aaron?
What even is an onion?
There are no onions.
Onions that exist in this world.
Oh, he's a brilliant piece of work. But yeah, I like doing that kind
of thing. Okay, so if you're listening to this and you like it, pop an onion up my bum.
I'm not saying, don't use the onion thing. The onion thing's been done, mate.
All right, sorry.
Come on, don't you know? Plagiarism. Why do you always do that to me?
Because what you sound like after a while.
Can you do an impression of me? I think our voices are relatively similar.
Yeah. You've got a very slightly different cadence to your voice, and that's about it.
Cadence?
Yes.
Wait, in what way? How do I speak? Try
I
and
can't
do
it. No. It's going to make me feel uncomfortable. Because inevitably,
Try it.
No. No.
Why not?
Yeah,
go on.
And you're like, hey, mate, yeah. Oh, it's just me. It's just me.
I think that's what I'm saying. We have very similar voices. That's another thing I'd like to know. What do people think we look like?
Oh!
Because, I
look like a Regency princess. Complete with curly hair.
You do have curly
hair-ish. And a beauty spot.
Little Monroe.
Because look like a bear what's been shaved and put in a fez.
A bear?
A bear.
Oh, a bear.
A bear.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I got confused. Because no, I listen to quite a few podcasts. I listen to Adam and Joe, to Peacock and Gamble, and the Yog Pod, and all of these kind of things. And before I knew what these people looked like, I had very particular ideas of what they were. It's the same, I think, when you listen to bands. You get an idea of what that band looks like if you haven't seen them live. And
that's very true.
Yeah, and I just wonder what people think we look like.
Write in or send a drawing.
If there's any budding artists, get an artist impression.
That could be really bad.
It could be
bad. We get really insulting pictures back.
Yeah, or very, you know...
Beautiful
Very beautiful ones. Although I don't think either of us have beautiful voices.
I've got a beautiful... I'm going to start doing my beautiful
voice. I think we have characteristic voices.
Hello.
Is that your...
This is my beautiful voice.
Oh, well.
I'm so beautiful. Loads of hair.
Put another rose into my eye.
I've got like a bum, it's like brilliant.
Twinkle in my step. a carriage for all of my minions.
I've got a face that is like a mouse, but more like a pheasant. So beautiful.
I'm like a peacock that's been shaved and covered in Goldschlager.
Schlager?
Goldschlager.
Yeah, that'd be horrible. That would stink.
Goldschlager.
I think we should say goodbye now.
Is this intro gone way too long? Enjoy the episode. Bye. Xylophone song. It's the xylophone song. I love xylophones.
Really need a xylophone.
We should just buy one, shouldn't we? Yeah, it'd be easier. You won't guess who bloody arrived today.
Oh, it wasn't our old mate, was it?
It was only the bloody postal salmon.
Oh, he popped up. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Postal salmon.
Bloop, bloop.
Swimming upstream. Upstream chorus... What was it? Upstream...
Pamble...
Shamblespondence.
Shamblespondence.
Postal salmon arrived with
a tiny
with
eggs.
A letter from a fan.
A fan? A shamble fan?
Yeah, he came all the way up here.
What did he say?
He got up the stairs because he can swim upstream.
He can. He just flopped all up.
He had a bit of a problem. He had a problem with some bears.
What were they doing?
Yeah, on the way up the stream, they were batting at him.
Oh, batting for salmon.
But he managed to make it to us with our first ever... letter!
That's not a letter, that's a very important
first bill. Ever letter that I've transcribed from Twitter! Love
that. Hang on, that presumably now completely defeats the point. You have to print out all the tweets.
Well, no, I thought it'd be cooler if I had a.
Kidding physical, the trees, man!
A physical piece of paper. This is a big moment for us. This is the first time someone's cared enough.
This is the first time. The shamble postal man comes every week.
Postal man. It's a salmon.
He does have a little cap on, though, and he does doff it every time he comes up the stairs.
He has a tiny little... slight. And that's the thing. It's slightly off orange. So he's clashing. And he's only two colours. He's just a fish. But are salmon's fish? They're not mammals, are they?
They're not mammals. They're salmon mammals.
No, I can see that being the kind of thing where I'd say, oh, this fish arrived, and then you'd have a go at me because a salmon is a mammal.
Actually, it's a duck-billed platypus.
It's one of the things that I typically get wrong.
I think you're pretty safe in saying a salmon's a fish.
Anyway, check this
out. What's he delivered?
We got a letter, a Twitter letter, from Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. She's one of our fans. We have fans.
No.
About fan. We have a fan.
She's the only one. She can put up with us.
We've just hit 1,300 downloads and we have one fan.
Hey!
Hey! So, she says, what is better, cannons or lasers?
Oh, that's an interesting question, isn't it, Rebecca?
I wasn't expecting it to be normal.
No. I thought it'd be like, oh, what's your favourite kind of jelly, baby?
But no, she's gone straight in with the specifics of warfare. And not only just normal warfare, ancient warfare and futuristic warfare.
Could you not have an ancient laser?
No.
I bet the Egyptians had one. I bet that's what the pyramids were for. The gold laser prisms.
Yeah, if you look at them from space, they turn into this big sort of structure. That
light focusing array.
Like a prismatic weapon.
They didn't.
Like a parabolic mirror comes out of the ground.
They didn't though, did they?
They didn't.
Have you seen the mummy?
Yeah.
Full of scarabs. No room for a
mirror. Just had Beatles.
Just Beatles, mate. And not even Ringo.
So, cannons or lasers. This isn't aimed at either one of us, so I guess it's just discuss.
Okay, well...
We all know that I'm a big fan of cannons.
I mean, that's the one thing. When we started this, we all knew that Paddy loved cannons. That's how we met, wasn't it?
I love cannons. Yeah, that
cannon aficionado
cannon
show.
Cannon-based adventure we had.
The gunpowder propulsion roadshow.
Yeah, that sea battle we
it
were
was
involved
awful.
In. God, it was terrible.
Everyone died.
But you know the best thing about it was? Cannons. I just love them. I think.
How can you love a cannon?
You can.
They don't love back.
They do. No, not in a sexy way. A cannon. It's kind of like Pokemon. Like, if you train a cannon...
You level up your cannon and feed him rare candies, it'll be alright.
Exactly. If you keep a cannon long enough, it slowly it follows you around.
So you grow a little anthropomorphic eyes.
Yeah, and it's like...
Cannon!
And Pachelbel had a cannon. Whey! Sorry, that's my shit joke for today. But yes, I'm on the side of cannons. So this is either open close. If you prefer cannons...
I think I prefer lasers.
Are you just being difficult?
No, because they're brilliant. Anything Japanese with robots has lasers. All right, what's your
top 11 things about lasers?
Top 11?
One. Actually, no, start at four.
Four down to 11 and then back up to one.
Start at four.
They go four. Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, pew lasers. Okay, that's four.
You can mount them on a Star Cruiser.
Okay, yeah, all right, I suppose. Okay, that's 4 and 11. Go
you
to
can
six.
Burn ants with them.
That's magnifying glasses, mate.
And lasers.
You could kill an ant with a cannon.
It'd be very.
You could mount a cannon on a Star Cruiser.
Very drawn out process of killing an ant.
There's nothing a laser can do that a cannon can't.
You can. Oh! They can print things in a laser jet printer. Can your cannon do that? No. Burn a big bloody hole through the paper.
Yeah.
Break the printer.
But you know what it's printing?
One
pictures nil. From a Canon.
No.
Camera.
Oh.
Yeah, you see? And Canon make printers as well, don't they?
Yeah, but that's not a Canon.
I'm a printer. You remember that song? No, don't worry about
all
it.
All the kids do.
All the kids love it. Right, number one.
Lasers. The number one is a lasers feature heavily in the Spider-Man animated series. In the form of the Neogetic Recombinator, which is a bit laser, which just fuses you with any fucking random animal in the room.
Wow.
Hence creating the lizard.
That is cool. A cannon could do that.
No, because if you just smosh something together.
Well, I think you could load anything into a cannon.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't load pastrami.
Cannonballs.
Yeah. Not pastrami.
Cabbages. Yeah, they're roughly the same.
Dwarfs.
With
a helmet on.
If they were small enough. Yeah, circus. No lasers in the circus, mate.
Yeah, there are Cirque du Soleil full of fucking lasers.
Well, yeah, but that's laser light shows. That isn't like...
Laser Quest.
Oh, that was
number
cool. Did you
nine.
Never play Cannon Quest?
Cannon Quest.
It was banned very early after it started. Everyone wore these sort of flimsy plastic pieces of armour.
And had actual shrapnel fired at them.
And you had to have two attendants to help wheel your cannon around. Yeah, and it fired these sort of balls of telekinetic
very
energy.
Very expensive, very deadly.
Yeah, it was really expensive. They had like one in Swindon, two in Cambridge, and that was it. And they all closed within a week. Actually, there was one in the Brecon Beacons.
There was. You too far.
Cannon Quest.
Cannons in the Brecon Beacons.
Are you saying the Welsh don't have cannons?
No. Lasers, mind. Thousands of them.
Okay. So, wait. So, who's won this argument?
I think the winner are the listeners.
But you can get laser cannons.
Can you? Oh, yeah, they're lasers, surely.
Yeah, like in Mass Effect.
Yeah, but surely they're lasers. They're just like big old lasers.
Yeah, but would lasers ever have come about without the introduction of cannons?
Oh,
would
cannons have come about without...
Well, cannons the first big gun.
Trebuchets?
Yeah, but that isn't a gun.
It's a kind of gun.
I definitely prefer cannons.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad we can disagree about this fundamentally. What would be improved vastly by putting a laser in it?
Water.
No.
Laser water.
It'd be slightly glowy.
Very deadly. But really,
really
cool.
Really fun.
All right, well, I'm sorry, Rebecca.
Thanks for that, Rebecca. That's sterling bit of conversation.
I've written all of that down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send it back to her. She doesn't even have to listen to the podcast. I'll just...
Pop it on the salmon.
Pop it back on the salmon. He's not good at swimming downstream.
You have to throw him.
Might take
quite a distance. Have you ever cannoned a salmon?
Salmon cannon.
Can't swim upstream. No worry, mate.
Right.
Jump in the salmon cannon. Get up there. Avoid the bears. Avoid the batting dangers. and fuck all the lady salmons you want.
I think that actually answers our question. Cannons are better.
Because salmons can use them.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. Let's end this bit.
Oh, what's over there? Look, everyone. Children, come to the window. It couldn't be. Is it? I think someone's brought us a...
It's Christmas! Yeah! I ruined it, didn't I? Now, look, I've written a list of things.
Oh, great. I love things.
Things that I don't think should exist, or I just don't understand well
enough.
Wow,
this is a slippery road, you know? This is how, I'm not going to mention any names, but someone started out. He made a big list of the people he didn't want to exist, and then we all happened.
Are we talking about Schofield?
No, yeah, sure, Schofield. Yes. Yeah, Schofield, master of the Fourth Reich. Yeah.
Okay, basically.
So just look, don't turn into Schofield.
I jotted these things down, and I wanted to see if you agree with me. Okay.
Okay.
The things that shouldn't be, or just, I don't know how they're still about. One.
Okay.
Hedgehogs.
Right. What's your beef with a hedgehog? Hedgehogs are lovely.
I like hedgehogs, don't get me wrong. But, okay, as far as I can tell, hedgehogs, they are small, they are very fragile, they are spiky, and they're very slow. Like they're just like mice with bits on them.
Yeah.
How are they still around?
They got the spikes, mate.
No, but like they're always getting hit by cars or falling in pools. And like how have they continued? Like where do they live?
In hedgehog.
Do they have warrens?
Well, I don't know. No, nests. They build nests out of tin cans and string.
Can a hedgehog be harmed by another hedgehog's spikes?
I don't know.
Because otherwise they'd all have to live in, like, solitary...
No, because they've got stuffed underbellies, haven't they?
Exactly. So that's where, like, the spikes can hit them.
Hedgehogs can, like, make out. You just can't do it, you know. You can't get one hedgehog on top of the other one.
They're a sharp
animal. Now I'm thinking
animal.
About hedgehogs making out.
How do they copulate?
Well, in the way they insert... No, I'm not going to go down there at all. That's horrible. I'm going to talk about inserting needles into other hedgehog squishy bits. That's not good.
If I was covered in spikes...
Yeah.
No one would love me.
Nah, you'd be fucking
no one would touch me. No one would come near me. And if I always were wandering into roads, like, surely I would have died out.
But you can forgive hedgehogs. They're far stupider and less useful creatures.
Why was Sonic a hedgehog?
Because he was fast.
Because he was fast? That's the worst argument
they're
ever.
They're all quite... What the heck is an echidna? What is that?
Well, that's what Knuckles was, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. What is that?
I'm not really sure.
I mean, his tails was a fox.
Anyway, sorry, I just don't get hedgehogs. Secondly, great. Kesha.
Oh, that's awful.
Who she said that was
also,
all right?
Also, why did she decide to be called Kesha when it's so fucking close to Quiche? She go, oh, I love Quiche Lorraine, and I'd like to be. She's not from Northumberland at all. Kesha.
We should be warned when something like Kesha happens.
Like a kind of public disaster.
Everyone just sits idly by and lets Kesha continue.
Stop Kesha.
Someone should teach that girl
now.
Some bloody manners.
Let's slap her about a bit. No. No.
No.
That was what happened last time.
Number third, cinnamon-flavoured jelly bellies. No one likes them. They're exactly the same colour as the cherry one. No, always a gamble. It's an unnecessary gamble. They are awful.
Right, but jelly beans are, like, generally a massive gamble. Stop it. I don't like it.
Why shouldn't they just be a gamble of good flavours?
I'm coughing in
the
consternation.
The popcorn flavour ones are shit as well. There are always so many of the cinnamon and popcorn ones.
But no, hang on. But surely, like, the whole joy of jelly beans is that you kind of will always get a couple that you like. If they conform to your fucking tastes all the way down, you'd have to get, like, tailor-made jelly babies. Well, you probably can from somewhere.
Well, I think, yeah.
Don't be a jelly baby fascist, Paddy.
I'm just saying, why don't they just have the good flavours? No one likes
Because there's
those.
Not an empirical standard of good jelly baby flavours.
There are definitely ones that are better. The apple ones. The apple, thank you. The margarita
citrus
ones.
Fruit.
Citrus fruit. Brilliant. Cherry ones, excellent.
No, but horrible. No, cherry one, no. You're not allowed cherry ones.
They insist on putting bullshit flavours in there, which just means you have
bullshit
to buy
flavors,
like
horrible.
Four packs for you to get
don't
the equivalent eat. Of one pack's worth of good stuff.
Why don't you not buy jelly bellies?
They're also too expensive. Also,
while I'm here on my soapbox, it's so bloody expensive.
Also, why does every sandwich have tomato
in
it?
Well, hang on, I'm going to stop you right there. Not every sandwich has tomato in. I can make you one without one right now.
Every shelf-bought sandwich...
What about...
The universal ingredient in basically every sandwich is tomato.
Where are you buying your sandwiches? Are you going to tomato farm
all
again?
The shops. You know,
all the shops.
All the shops.
This is wild conjecture.
It's like the most common ingredient. And it's really... It's like a lot of people don't like tomatoes. Why is it always there? And it's not even accessible. It's right in there. It's like mixed with the sausage and the cheese. Like
sausage, cheese and tomato sandwich?
Yes!
Where the fuck are you buying your sandwiches?
To get the tomato out, you have to basically decimate your sandwich and then put it back together.
Why not buy...
And and the juice has gone everywhere.
Why don't you just buy a sandwich?
Why don't they position them like right near the front so you can just pull them out?
Because then they'd be an inefficient mix of tomato. What is wrong with you?
Does a sandwich have a front?
Not like a face, like a kind of public face. This sandwich is fronted, man. Eternity, it ain't a sandwich. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it at all. Booking fees.
Okay.
Why am I paying more to have a machine process my order?
Do you know what's bullshit, right? Is when you pay about as much for it to for you to print it out at your expense, your fucking whale blood ink or whatever is in it, and then they go, oh, well, that'll be £2 more then.
I just don't.
What is that?
Like,
this is a good one.
I'm saving time. Yeah. I'm saving labour time and I'm saving my time, yet I have to pay for it. I've already paid £12 to see Disney on Ice. Why am I now paying £15?
That's really cheap for Disney on Ice, mate. Where did you get your tickets for that?
Oh, mate, we got tickets.
Oh,
check it out. Check it out.
Don't advertise.
Also, all right, fine.
Calm down.
Abbreviating iPod to MyPod. Or iPhone, MyPhone.
My iPod's called MyPod.
Do you really call yours MyPod?
Well, like, not to anyone. To be honest, I don't really introduce it to people.
Hello, this is MyPod. No, but there are people, I'm just going to check my phone. Like, that is all.
Hang on, wait. Are you sure they're not just saying, I'm going to check my phone?
No, are you really sure? I've done a survey.
Are you really sure?
I am certain.
I think you might be projecting.
When you need to take some medicine, you don't say, you know, going to go take my ibuprofen.
I do.
Or
I'd love to.
I went to Paris the other day, went Eiffel Tower.
Well, it's not. It doesn't belong to you.
Well.
It should.
It shouldn't. I don't know where I was going with that. It's just an abbreviation. Also, Zelda is the girl. She's not the boy.
Jeez, you're rapidly moving on.
The boy is called Link. Zelda is the princess.
Right, who's this aimed at?
Dear world.
Dear everybody.
But she is the princess. Character. People are like, oh yeah, no, I really like Zelda. He's really good. No.
Oh, that's a whole different
This is what I'm
fish.
Saying. Like, people think that Zelda's the boy.
Right, yeah. Fuck him.
Anyway, that's...
Round him up and kill him.
That's all the things that have annoyed me on the way here.
God, that's... you have a really angry life, don't you?
I don't think I
When's the last time you hit a child, Paddy?
Probably when I was a child.
You bastard.
Don't you know? In a sort of school ground bout.
I bet you dragon punched someone, didn't you?
I Hadoukened another child through a door. Turn on the drum machine.
Paddy and Laurie invented the idea for Lost, but J.J. Abrams stole it.
Bastard.
So do you know what really, really grinds me, my gears, myself, right?
Right.
Everyone's seen that fucking advert when it's the girl on the tube platform and there's a slightly kooky man on the other side. He's got a ukulele.
Oh, Match.com.
Girl on the platform, smile.
Yeah.
Plays three chords and then she fucks off. She's like, oh, no. And then she turns up on the other side of the platform. She's won him over with fucking ukulele. God. Why are so many adverts so shit?
I don't know.
Do they watch them and go, oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's golden. Or we'll get a million users signing up to Match.com. To like, meet ukulele playing tossers.
Yeah, whenever I complain about adverts, people say, oh, but there's so many levels in which they work as advertising thing. They've been structured so perfectly. And I think, no, actually, they are a load of shit.
Because you... But, and like, and to be quite serious for a second, I know we don't do this often, let's do it. You will remember an advert if it's good, but fundamentally.
Yeah.
Whether, talk about subconscious all you like, but at the end of the day, you will recall much better an advert which resonated with you, which was good, which was interesting, which is why viral marketing is so fucking huge.
And something you can quote as well, like...
Yeah.
Like the whole calm down, dear, it's only a commercial.
Exactly,
bit.
Despite... And even though that riled people up, people, it's got stuck in people's heads.
Yeah.
But when there's just something that's just awful... There's no kind of sense of, oh, what's your worst ad? What do you hate?
Oh, mate.
Oh, mate.
Well, okay, adverts for food and drink, right, are normally very convoluted.
Yeah.
And, you know, like it'll be like, oh, it's a Kit Kat, and it'll be a guy, and he's walking down the street, and then suddenly there's a load of dancers, and then he goes into his office, and all the paper goes everywhere, and then there's a ginger guy who offers him a Kit Kat orange or whatever, and he's like, whoa! And then it's like, Kit Kat, fuck yourself! Like, you know,
stick your hand up your ass!
Fist everyone! Kit Kat!
Fish the world! Wouldn't it be better if, like, every advert just had a completely incongruous catchphrase at the end of it? So it was like I don't know, an advert for
keyboards
beer.
Because you're a cunt. It
doesn't have to be rude.
Okay.
But it was like an advert about a lonely pot plant, and it was all the way like really emotional, beautifully done, with like some waifish girl covering a really popular song from the 80s, as seems to be the tradition. And at the end the plant dies, and then it just goes, and then it goes something like Stella Artois, it doesn't die like plants. And that's it. I mean, that'd be much better.
Yeah, those ones are all actually quite good. But yeah, something, yeah, like catchphrases that don't work at the end of them, like, you know, when they're advertising for a TV channel, like, yeah. The biggest one, like the one that people really got angry about was Viva. Do you remember Viva?
Up your Viva!
Up your Viva!
Up your Viva! Like, what is your Viva?
I don't know.
I don't have a Viva. At least I don't know about my Viva. Maybe if I found out about it, it'd be a pleasurable orifice.
But if it was like, Sky 2, because there are bees everywhere.
Ah!
I would love that. What was that? No, but basically, my idea for food and drink adverts,
yeah.
Like, I think every advert should be this. I'm only using myself as an example because I've played this scenario a lot. Okay, so, right, let's use Kit Kats. Okay. Kit Kats as an example. Okay, a white room.
Right.
Okay, I am sat on a chair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm holding a Kit Kat. There's silence for a couple of seconds whilst I open it. I have a bite and go, oh, that's brilliant, that is. Kit Kats, tell you what, brilliant. I would... Like,
end. Advert. No, like, logo or anything.
And if you're watching that, you'd go, that was weird.
Would you hire yourself out to do, like, multiple adverts?
Yeah, that's the
so
thing.
So that you became, like, a little brand in yourself. And you'd be like, Kicker, next time it'd be, like, chocolate orange. You'd be like, actually...
I'll tell you what.
Oranges are really good, too.
They're really nice.
And they'd be, like, consecutively, like, and it'd be that advert, another one, then your advert again. I tell you what, dime bars actually aren't bad, too.
And then it goes into more ridiculous product. Like me sat there, like, you know, take a couple of paracetamol and go, yeah, actually, the headache's not as bad as it
How
was.
How ridiculous would it get to the point when you're selling, like, panty liners and you've just got it in your hand? You just go, do you know what? That's great.
Yeah, they're probably good.
They're probably, I don't know.
I've never used one
apart from that one time.
But a surround sound speaker system and me just, like, nodding my head a bit.
But listening to something really like the Spanish Flea song out of it, really quiet.
Yeah, just like that, just going... This song's good, and I'll tell you what—it probably sounds better because of the speakers.
Like, what about if it's
or just me with headphones in, just listening and going, "Yeah, yeah, these are great."
No, 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 it'd be better if you were listening to headphones. No one could hear you go, "Oh yeah, this new Daft Punk album's great."
Yeah,
I know you don't.
Yeah. You should really buy it.
I bought it, and I'm listening to it. It's great.
But that's the thing. And then here's where the idea gets really good. For every one of them, so let's the back to the Kit Kat one.
Okay.
I do the
back
same
to
thing.
The Kit Kat.
I eat the Kit Kat. Yeah. Oh, this is really nice. Hmm. Yeah. Actually, I really like Kit Kats.
Yum yum.
Then there's, you know, a bit more of the program. Second advert break. I'm still eating the Kit Kat. Right. Go. Yeah. I'm still going because this is brilliant.
I want to enjoy this.
And then there's a pause, as if it's like, is this idea not going to work? Then camera zooms out. There's also a monkey eating a Kit Kat. And I go, he likes him as well. And then that becomes the catchphrase.
Oh, my God.
And every advert, you know, there's me, like, on a bed, and it's like, oh, Duvet Express, really...
Duvet Express. Because duvets just don't come quickly
enough.
Yeah,
these guys really... These guys really know how to make a bed. And then zooms out, smaller bed, monkey in it. He likes it as well.
I like it.
And then not the medicines, because it probably have adverse effects. Tell you what, killed the monkey.
But I'm fine.
But
mate.
I'm all right.
I don't have a cold no more.
Oh God, shouldn't have tested it on him. See, political. Yeah,
political.
And, you know, like me reading the newspaper. Just yeah, this paper really has all the news. Doesn't
and then,
it?
And
doesn't,
then,
doesn't it, monkey? And then zooms out, monkey. He's not reading it, is he?
He's shitting on it.
He's pooing on it. He's
and
tearing
then you go,
it up.
And it's absorbent too.
And it's absorbent. Yeah, yeah, no. And then it can become a running gag that the monkey doesn't quite get it. And then you know, there's
this
me.
Welding torch is wonderful. And the monkey's just setting himself on fire.
Monkey's burning.
Oh, he hasn't quite got it.
Monkey's running around like that. And like maybe he has a mate who's a gibbon.
A gibbon.
Yeah, that's when the monkey thing gets boring. Like monkey's having a great time. Gibbon doesn't get it. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I'm
trying... No, hang on, it'd be better for Gibbon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Which is always arms crossed, sat on a chair, and just you could just always be like, Gibbon hates it.
Gibbon hates it, but
Monkey,
you know,
on the other hand.
He's a Gibbon. Fuck him.
What does his opinion matter to you? You're a person.
Yeah, and me and the monkey both like it. At the end of the day, we evolved from him, so, you know.
Fuck off, Gibbon.
Buy a fucking Kit Kat, is
buy
what
a Gibbon. Buy a Gibbon.
Yeah, like you see, and there'll be me putting up some shelves. Oh, you know what?
These shelves
are really easy. Good. Monkey, he hasn't got anywhere with them. He's surrounded by nuts and bolts.
But he's having a good time.
He's having a great time.
He's a monkey.
He's running around. And what, like, sometimes Monkey doesn't even have the product. Like, I'm playing the new Game Boy DS. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, this game. What do you think, Monkey? Monkey's just screaming.
He loves it.
Everyone
anyway.
Would be talking about those adverts, and whatever they were selling, they'd sell it quicker.
Than hotcakes.
They'd sell it faster than my uncle's farm used to sell its old eggs.
They didn't sell very fast at all, did they?
Know what? Because he didn't have a monkey.
Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh, Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake. Backwards.
It's Ekans. I'm recording us tuning because I want to know what people talk about when they're tuning instruments.
I don't know what we talk about.
What did you catch the game last weekend?
Yep. The music game.
Oh, hang on. That's an A.
Dog, 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 dog.
Me.
Cat.
Z.
Cat.
Q.
Sand, witch.
That's a witch, mate. That's a witch noise.
Witch. Florist. Floristry. Right.
G unit.
Be my baby.
B M I.
A team. A cat in the hat. No, what is it? The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy.
He was a man from Westminster, and he went to the partner.
I'm just mystified at what the fuck you're saying.
Deed to the property
deed. Deirdre,
a female deer. Deed.
There's custard creams and bourbons too, digestives and McVitie's Jaffers. Lots of biscuits for me to choose from, but my favourite is Garibaldi.
Why?
I don't even know what a Garibaldi biscuit is. And so our adventure continues, with Flag and the Dwarf off in the forest looking for some rhinos. We even have a mandolin to make it more like an adventure.
Adventure Time faces the Shamblers. Where will we be this week? It could be a cave, or a hole, or a lake, or a mountain, or a feast, or a pie, or a back alley of a Nando's. Where, oh, where could we be? It's an Adventure Time for you and me. Let us cross hill and dale, through the forest and the vale. We're flagging the Dwarf and Barbacer. Let's sail on the magic train, the magic train, adventure train, the magic train. Where will it go? Who even knows? It's adventure time,
adventure time,
adventure time on the porch.
That was lovely. That was really well improvised. Oh, yeah, that'll do. You see the rhinos through a clearing in the trees, okay?
Yeah.
There's six of them.
Right.
They're all quite well dressed.
Ooh.
Yeah. One of them has glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. They are around a sort of small fire. It's a sort of stove.
Yeah.
Okay, that is belching out this sort of black mist. You see. And they seem to be discussing sort of, you know, the latest trends and fashions.
What are they into right now?
They look relatively harmless. What do you wish to do? Do you wish to charge at them? Do you wish to listen for a bit? Or do you wish to, just walk out
have
and
a little listen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's quite good, quite good. I wasn't sure about it on the whole. I mean, it was nice they got James McAvoy in. It was. And Fassbender was great. But, you know, I mean, they already got it wrong with the Origins movies. And Last Stand was just a fucking shambles. I thought it was... First Class was sort of a return to form. For the whole, you know, the sort of Marvel world, if you will, because DC have really been pulling out all the stops. They're basically they're discussing the most recent X-Men film.
Right, it's not that recent though, is it?
The most recent.
Okay.
Like I'm the most recent Paddy Jervis.
That you do not know that
that's,
for sure.
That's poor logic,
you
isn't it?
You do not know.
Okay. Anyway, so they seem relatively harmless. So, what do you want? Do you want to charge in now? Do you want to keep listening?
Or
do
you wanna... I'm gonna pop over peacefully.
Okay.
I'm gonna look peaceful.
Okay, alright. You emerge from the bush. Are you taking Barbosa with you?
No.
Okay.
Under no circumstances can he leave the bush.
I'll stay here. I'll try and build a tent. He's setting up for the night, you see.
Okay.
Hey, I will probably be here for a while.
He's happier to stay.
He's whittling away.
With a sword.
God, I wish
a tiny stick.
I wish Carl was still around so I had some company, but oh no, he's dead. You know, I'll be fine. I'll be over here in the bushes. Here I go. I'm gone. You approach the rhinos peacefully.
I'm creeping forward. I've got a massive smile. My hands are both open, and I'm winking.
Okay,
the rhinos.
They haven't. Hang on. The rhinos haven't noticed you yet.
Oh,
okay.
I wink harder.
Yeah, you wink harder. I don't think that's going to make much of a difference.
Okay.
Remember, they have a very limited field of vision.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, the Avengers movies, they were okay. The Thor 2's coming out. I mean, I think they're probably good. Oh, hang on. What's that over there? Yes, looks like some kind of small man. Oh, he's coming over. Oh, come on, everybody, look sharp. Be rhinos again.
We are rhinos.
We are rhinos.
We are the rhinos. Now we are daunting.
Okay, the rhinos have sort of turned.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all of their relatively well-kept 1930s dress has been torn off.
They are now just rhinos. Okay.
Right. I'm going to go on.
Okay, they're looking for a fight.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what are you going to try? Are you going to attack? I don't think you can take on six
rhinos. No, I don't think I can either.
What are you going to try and do? You could run. You could call on Barbossa, but even with him, I think you're fucked.
He's useless.
You could try intimidate. You could try charm. You could offer a trade. Try intimidate, okay.
I think they're all that.
You pull out your stick.
And I just waggle it at them.
Oh, dear. Remember, they are rhinos.
Yeah, but they're polite rhinos.
Well, we just found out that they're not.
Sis, where are they from? Devon.
Apparently they're from Devon now, these rhinos. Devon, where are rhinos? Oh, no. Oh, no, hang on, that's figuratively. Hang on. No, your intimidate won't work on us, you bastard.
The rhinos are going to charge.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but who's here? It's only bloody Shelley.
Oh, Shelley.
From the magic train. Won't you take a ride? You remember that? Won't you take a ride on the train? Shelley swoops down. Shelley can fly.
Engines.
Yeah. Shelley has steampunk engines. Okay. Shelley swoops in.
Now, hang on. Let's not be hasty, lads. How about a pint of me ale?
She has a keg with her.
Right.
What's all this? This woman looks like a twat.
No, come on. Let's all sit around like civilized folk. We could watch. We could watch the new Iron Man film.
Oh, actually, that sounds quite good.
Oh, quite good. Shelley
has diffused the situation. Oh. God, thank God for that, because otherwise this may have come to an untimely end. Oh, Barbossa is still making a tent, by the way. You can probably leave him.
He'll be happy.
He'll be happy for hours. Give him, give him a couple of leaves and a bit of wood, and
he's sorted.
He's got adventures ahead of him.
Wonderful.
So Shelley starts handing out mugs of ales to the rhino. Who have now who seem to be cooled by Shelley's very charming, and let's not forget she is buxom,
big old boobs,
and they're all quite up for just having a chat about Wizards of the Coast, the latest happenings on IGN, apparently Telltale Games are making a new one. Anyway, you sit around the sort of belching stove thing,
right?
Okay, you still need to find a way to put that out. Yeah, and you sort of join in the conversation. Everyone's getting a bit pissed. Everyone's got a bit of Shelley's ale. All right, okay.
And her boobs.
Okay, how are you going to steer the conversation? Objectives are put out the stove and get the blood.
Are there elves in this forest? What do you think of them? What are you up to the elves?
Orlando Bloom's portrayal of Legolas wasn't far off. They are quite peaceful. But, they're sort of annoying. We're not... They fear us, and they won't let us share the... This is Dolby, by the way.
Okay.
Won't let us share the forest. And I just, I take quite a lot of offence to that, really. I don't really see... I don't really see what the problem is. I mean, yes, we're big. Take up a lot of room. But there's only six of us. That's it.
It's true.
There's only six, I've got a lot of, like pretty decent DVDs. I don't see why we can't just all, they've got some. We could trade, we could, start a little industry. I want to build a cinema. Always wanted one with Dolby Surround. Dolby Surround sound cinema.
Is that why they call you Dolby Surround?
Yeah, it's just always been my dream. I mean, I think audio quality is something that a lot of people overlook. And take Watchmen.
Oh God.
The soundtrack was good, but it wasn't all there. It just needed that extra oomph, and I think I could provide that, given the
Dolby Surround
materials.
Great. That's exciting.
Why do you ask?
Well, because you've got your little stove there going down.
Oh, yes. What's that up to? The bastard kiln, as we call it. Yes, no, it's just keeping us warm, we burn a lot of wood. But you know what, we're rhinos. Like, that's what we do in the forest.
As we all know. I'm going to carefully suggest that the elves might not enjoy the presence of the kiln.
Okay. Right, hang on. Are you charming?
Why not? I think it might need charm.
Okay. You try sort of charming. They're sort of coming round to the idea. They're like, well, I suppose if I, you know, if we had some kind of ulterior sort of source of heat, or perhaps just something to do. I suppose we could get rid of the kiln, the bastard kiln. Do you have anything that you could offer them?
Jelly.
Jelly?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go in for that.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Let's try. No, I'm sorry. We're all vegan.
Right.
Don't go in for jelly. Gelatin, any of that kind of thing. Just not a fan.
No fan.
Not a fan of the jelly.
I don't know.
You could try a
Sudoku book.
Now there's something.
Oh God!
Oh, but
I love that.
Hey lads,
book.
We've been looking for a Sudoku book.
Oh yeah, we have been looking for a Sudoku book.
What are they?
That's the other one.
Henchman.
Yes. I suppose if we had a couple of Sudokus to do, we wouldn't need the fire for some reason.
We'd stay warm with our intellect.
Yeah, our intellect, you know, we've got a high wisdom skill, you know. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm prepared to offer a trade.
Okay.
Your Sudoku book for the bastard kiln being powered down. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Great. Okay, you take the trade, bastard kiln is off, the forest is starting to look a bit better.
It'll take
a couple of weeks, but
okay.
You know, and they seem happy. They're all, oh, is that a two? No, oh, no, it's not. You know, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, you still need blood.
Yeah, no.
Now you're all just getting along. Shelley's pissed. Shelley's saying, oh, won't you take a ride on the train? You know, she's, Shelley. Oh, she's gone wandering. Oh, Shelley's gone. Shelley's gone. Right. Okay. Oh, what are you going to do now? You need blood.
They're all. Oh God. I don't know. Can I...
Swoop! It's Barbossa!
Oh, no.
Barbossa has finished building 11 tents. I built all the tents. I've built them all, and now I'm high on adrenaline. Barbossa, he's got a sword. He's partially sighted, don't forget. He's running around, and he's swiping. Now, are you going to try and stop Barbossa? He could cause some damage. Or maybe you could let him continue.
I'm going to let him continue.
Barbossa is flailing wildly. Okay, he's really going for it. He hits one of the rhinos.
Oh
my God, he hits Edward.
Edward.
Only bloody Edward. Oh, Edward.
Edward Rhino Hands.
Edward Rhino Hands, who is a rhino with 10 rhinos for hands. Yeah, but they're very, very small. And when he walks, they're walking as well. Wouldn't that be lovely?
No. Ooh,
anyway, Edward is bleeding. Oh my God. Oh my God.
One of the rhinos has been cut off.
One of the rhinos has been cut off. God, this is awful. Okay. Oh no! I appear to be at a loss. Blood loss, that is. He always was the funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's bleeding everywhere. Oh my God, you still have the empty bottle.
Surreptitiously get some of his blood on the sly.
All right, okay, hang on.
Let's do a sneaky check.
Ah, okay, your sneak check passes. Oh, you now have a bottle of rhino blood.
Brilliant.
Barbossa, he's tired himself out.
He's shagged out.
He's having a little sleep.
We're just in the middle of the rhinos.
In the middle of the rhinos, and they're relatively fine with the injury to Edward, because hang on, let me think of a reason. Oh, you know, I actually thought World's End was quite good.
Oh, yeah, he's mistaken him.
Oh,
Barbossa for Barbossa.
You know, and Dead Man's Chest, I mean, it didn't have the merits of the first. Oh, no. Yeah, but you know, he just, he was a good character, you know. And I mean, are they making a fourth? Have they made a fourth? They've made a fourth, haven't they?
I don't know.
Well, I just think, you know what, I'm fine with this. Everything's fine,
great.
Basically. Barbossa's tuckered out. He's tuckered out. Shelley's pissed. You got a load of tents.
Great.
The rhinos have sort of come to an agreement that they're going to live peacefully in the forest.
Great.
So, where do you want to go? Do you want to go back to the elves?
Yeah, I'll pop back to the elves.
Okay, you pop back to the elves. Everything's looking a bit more chirpy.
Aww.
Yeah, the elves are still, you know, they're still crying, but they're elves.
Fucking elves.
You know, I'm an elf.
I don't adhere to social norms.
Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
So, yeah, you get back to the elves. Everything's looking a bit brighter. The forest's looking a bit greener. And you see the queen. She is now 11 foot.
Oh, fuck.
You thought she was normal. Nope.
No.
Nope. She is huge. She's standing up. She's shimmering. She's got a bit of sick on her. But, you know, she was it. Like, come on, give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure she'll
get... She's got, like, a little bit by the corner of her mouth.
Yeah, and you don't want to mention it because she's the queen.
And it kind of flex off when she speaks.
Yeah. You know, she's looking majestic, nonetheless. Okay. Oh, what was it? Oh, you have healed me. I am Björk.
It is Björk. Oh.
It is Björk. I am the
queen. When you are the queen of the pixies.
When you are the queen of the elves. Is that Björk?
Yes. I really like it.
I am Björk, queen of the elves. Thank you for saving our forest. An envoy from the rhinos has already come.
already come
to us. And he has said that peace is now here. And we are willing to call it a day. Everything is fine. We can live happily with the rhinos. Thank you, brave warrior, Flagon. Flagon, you have saved the day again, and now I am slightly from Trinidad. Flagon, you have saved the day. Please accept this gift.
Ooh.
Of Lambus bread.
Oh, fucking Lambus bread.
And a brooch. And
a cloak.
And a cloak of elven kind.
Big bottle of light.
No, Lord of Light.
And a little box of soil.
No, don't copy Lord of the Rings.
And...
No, there's no light. You get a cloak, Nimbus bread, and the other thing.
The brooch.
Which is magic. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
The elves kind of shoo you. You're sort of, before you know it, you're kind of outside. You don't really know how that happened.
What happened to Barbosa?
He's still asleep. He'll find his own way
with
back.
The rhinos.
Yeah, he's still asleep with the rhinos. No, he will come back. Ah, look, I'm back! Okay. I forgot about him momentarily. Shelley's back, still pissed. Shelley's always pissed.
Yeah.
You're all back at the train.
Well, that went very well, didn't it, really?
That went surprisingly well. But you hear coughing from the engine room.
Oh, forgot about Phil.
Yeah. Do you want to go visit him?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, go on in.
Oh, God, okay, all right, okay. It's Phil's voice.
A really high and weird one.
Oh. What is it? No. Is it Phil?
I think so.
No, that's it. Okay, hang on. No, you've returned.
He's had a couple of changes as an answer.
I've now also got emphysema.
Oh, no.
Which is more difficult to cure in.
Oh,
No, don't worry, it's all going to be fine.
Okay.
But I'm definitely on death's door.
Okay.
Have you got some kind of poultice?
Yes.
So you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got Pegasus horn, you've got rhino blood.
Yeah.
You need to mix them together.
Okay.
Here, borrow me
blender.
My piss and me pestle and mortar.
Has he not got a blender?
And my hand blender. Which is made by what's that company?
Bosch.
Bosch. Oh, here you go. It's pretty clean. I used it yesterday on me soup. Pirate soup? No, train driver soup. Here, you can borrow it.
Barbosa lends you his blender, apparently.
So he has.
Right, Pegasus horn in, rhino blood in.
Yeah. Whisk.
Are you using pulse, or are you using, you know, like, which setting is the blender?
I'm using the medium normal setting.
Good choice.
Not to overcook it. Oh, you actually wrote that, didn't you? Look at that.
You have now made the poultice. Poultice is there.
Oh, quick, give it to me quickly. Give me the poultice on me throat.
On his throat?
Because it's on me horse throat.
I just slather it. He's not a horse throat. Hang on. Is he a centaur and his top half is a horse?
His top half is...
His bottom half's a man.
His top half is a horse. I forgot to mention that. And he's got little arms and legs. But it's not like arms and legs of a human and body of a human and then the head of a horse. He's got like... The body. He's got everything human but a head, but then he's got, like, most of a horse coming out of his neck. And that's why he talks like a dickhead.
Hey, quick, give me the horse potion. Quick, Laurie. Quick, Laurie. Come on. A quick flagon. Oh, I'm dying.
I'm rubbing it on his face, on
rubbing
his neck.
It, rubbing it on his face. He's oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
I am healed. I am much better now.
Hasn't changed person because I healed him, has he?
I will now, as a thank you, reveal to you the map I have been keeping in my ass.
It's human ass or horse ass.
That looks like a train map.
Oh, great. Hang on. He's been in this fucking train carriage all this time with a magical train map up his ass. He's never thought to be like, oh, Barbosa, have a look at this, mate. No. Wait until I'm cured. Then you can look at the map.
Oh.
Well, fuck him. Fuck Phil. That's not a command, by the way. Don't look up the page.
Okay.
Sorry. I have been keeping it a secret because I wanted to know you were trustworthy. Because, you know, dwarves are sometimes a bit shady.
That's racist.
Hey, I'm a horseman.
I don't care.
I've got the worst end of the
I haven't discriminated against you. It doesn't mean you can discriminate against me, right?
Well, look.
It's not all right.
Take this map of the train.
Of the train?
It's a map of the train. It's a magic map of the magic train. Okay.
Right.
The train map has a secret carriage.
No.
Oh.
Shit.
Which is, like, near you. Do you want to go to it?
Yeah. Pop onto the secret carriage.
Okay, you go to the secret carriage. All seems normal, but you turn the little valve on the wall. A staircase.
Right. Down.
Yeah.
In the train.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. All the way down. A magic... It's like a staircase. It's just appeared.
Yeah.
I'm not offering any logic as to why.
Okay, it's there.
There's a staircase leading down from the train into a cave.
Oh, wow.
It's, you know, I don't know how that works, but it's written. So it must make sense. It is very dark in the cave.
Right.
That's it. That's all I've got.
That's all you've got.
That's all I've got.
I don't know what to do, really.
Maybe next time.
We'll find out.
We'll find out what mysteries lurk in the cave! The cave of Captain Jack Bastard.
Oh, no. Captain Jack Bastard. I know him and Barbosa have got some history.
That's it. It's a pirate cave.
Oh,
I forgot.
Shit.
Forgot to mention. Pirate cave. I've been looking for this map for generations.
Generations. Oh, it was Carl's life work trying to find that map.
Who the fuck was Carl?
He was going to go on to great things, but, you know, now he's dead. Is that an ending?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
The adventure will continue on the next one. Bye.
Tunbridge Wells, oh, Tunbridge Wells, on the River Wells. Tunbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tunbridge Wells?
No.
Oh.
And so our episode draws to a close. The wheel of time has drawn again to the end bit on the big circular route that wheels tend to go on. And we say farewell to old friends and hi to some new ones. But don't forget that the storm is always hardest before breakfast. And after breakfast can also be challenging too. But Podshambles will rise again.
to bring you some stuff and other things. And the majestic salmon, as it wallows upstream through the uptides of fate and deposits its eggs in the lake of destiny, only to be crushed by the batting hands of a bear. So, finally, just to reiterate the final points, this is it. The end.
It's good, the end.
Goodbye.
Of the end.
Have a nice
so
evening.
It's the end.
Yes, it's the end. We've gathered.
It's the end.
The end.
It's the end of the episode.
Yes, thank you, Minstrel.
End of the episode.
As I was saying before, I was
and
really...
And the wizard spoke of things we didn't know about the next episode.
Did you know the next episode will feature leprechauns and a flying chocolate mousse?
The wizard's got fired, man. He's awful.
The wizard got less and less good.
Oh, Keisha's Lorraine!
As the outro went on
and on and on and on and on and on.
The outro just kept going on.
Going on, going on, rumpeting, rumpeting,
ooh, rumpeting, ooh, rumpeting, ooh.
This is getting quite overwrought as a joke now, Paddy, now.
It sounds like it's going to end, but it won't. Instead, it goes to an outro bridge.
Where will the end come? Where will the end come? We told you it was the end half an hour ago, but you didn't listen.
Oh, wizard.
Oh, Belfry.
Tell me of your spells. Tell me about all your spells.
Well, there's one I like to use, which involves an apple and a small piglin. What you do is you get the piglin, you pop the apple in his garden, and then you put him in a fire. But the fire, mind you, is made from magic, because magic pork crackling tastes better than regular pork crackling. That is the best spell.
It's that I know!
It's a spell for something about pigs
and apples!
I don't remember the spell. I'm sorry, I was concentrating on what chords are in C sharp minor.
Can you imagine if it just
fucking carry on
going
again? Oh, I feel knackered.
God, that was
I went through about 8 different iterations of the same character.
That was really fun.
It was like Doctor Who, but contained in a song.
And without. Wow, I really enjoyed that, because we were going to do another, like, we're doing impressions outro, but then we decided, oh, let's do a song.
And it all went a bit funny.
We didn't write it, and it took ages. Do you remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember when we did the song?
No.
Do you remember when it wasn't well received?
We hadn't.
We should do more music in the book.
Yeah.
We really should.
Let's do some more.
Like, we both...
Come on, mate.
The main thing we do is music.
And
bullshit. But
bullshit
should,
music.
We should utilise that.
There's a niche.
Do you remember the old
Yes, thank you. I think we all remember that, Paddy.
Okay. Alright, I'm never gonna go back to that.
You will, I know you will.
I know I will.
Join us next week on the Pod Shambles. We'll talk about other things and play other songs.
Yeah.
And still be here.
Still be here. You can email us. podshambles@gmail.com if you've got anything to say, if you're enjoying the Choose Your Own Adventure.
Any recipe tips to hand on.
Yeah, any cookery stuff, that'd be nice.
Any hygiene tips, because I mean, it gets a bit smelly in there after a while. Also, tweet us.
Yeah.
Send a message via the
postal salmon.
Postal salmon.
Who's apparently a character.
He's recurring, sure. He's got confirmation.
Yeah.
At podshambles.
Yeah, at podshambles on Twitter.
Also, we'll have some new pictures up there before long.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic artist called Kat Mariner, who is working on our pictures as we speak.
We've chained her to a large stick in a basement, and she's just drawing us over and over again until we're happy.
Yeah, but she's happy. She loves it. She doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
She's been there all her life.
She's always been in the dark.
We do feed her.
Yeah,
well. But, so it's. Thank you for listening. Do tell your friends, and...
Be safe.
Will you meet me in France?
No, you haven't a chance.
We have to talk.
A meeting in France.
I'd
rather prance around with my dick out.
Cocks!
Tits.
Okay, so that's... But if I'm talking normal, I mean, I'll probably talk at this loud.
I'll probably talk about this loud.
Oh, you're a bit louder.
I'd like to be the centre of attention.
Lovely.